Here's the pitch to Campson. I am 3-0.
A little pumped up yet, maybe, Peyton Van Beck here. Calm down a little bit, throw strikes.
3-0 to count. Bass takes his lead, and right at the knees, strike one, 3-1. 3-1 to count. Tom Ludwig coaching in that third base coach box. Adam Miller over at the first base box, and Campson's going to take ball four, and he walks. So a walk to Shane Campson. Bass moves to second, and here's Matt Quaid, the Laker shortstop. Yeah, I always liked that when the wind was blowing straight out. As a hitter.
As a hitter, yep.
Not as a pitcher, though. And Van Beck delivers to Quaid. A little bit low for a ball, 1-0. Set the Saints up for you defensively after this pitch here as Peyton Van Beck ready. The lefty delivers, and Quaid, foul ball over our heads in the count 1-1. At third base, it's Luke Van Beck. At shortstop, Matt Schmitz. At second base for the Saints, Jackson Peter. And over at first, we have James Kiepler. In left field, Derek Wiener. In center field, Austin Imdick. On right field, Will Van Beck. And behind the plate, it is Brandon Relke. As a strike call to Matt Quaid in the count, now 1-2.
That's a pitch we haven't seen yet from Van Beck. That was a good curveball.
He does have a good deuce. Two on, one out. Quaid, a drive to center field. And fading back is Austin Imdick. He'll make the catch for the out, and the runners will hold. And there's two outs.
Tell you, you're going to have to hit it just too hard, much harder than that. That one would have carried, probably carried out of the ballpark.
Bring Nick Dingman to the plate.
You always got a little psyched up, though, too, when you were playing. The wind was blowing straight. I always said, wow, this ought to be easy today.
Yeah.
Probably never got one out of the infield.
Yeah, so true. Dingman takes outside for a ball, 1-0. No score if you're just joining us, El Rosa and Lake Henry. And Dingman drives it to right field. Van Beck comes in a step, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Lakers here in the first. No runs, no hits, an error, and two left on base. One half inning, Lake Henry nothing, El Rosa coming to bat. It's Region 15 seed baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high-performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top-quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales, stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Here in Greenwald, bottom of the first inning, no score. Grant Ludwig taking his warm-up tosses. He will be on the mound today for the Lake Henry Lakers. And he'll be facing the likes of Matt Schmitz, Jackson Peter, and James Kiefler to start out the first inning here. Region Baseball, and we're brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove, Dairyland Supply, Out Sox Center, Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Brand New Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Freeport State Bank, Virgil's Big Arena, Scooters Trucking, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, and Lewis Auto Body and Glass in Farming. Grant Ludwig, he's ready to rock and fire in the first pitch, too. Matt Schmitz is a strike called in 0-1. The count to Schmitz. Now, normally Kevin Kiepler would have been in this leadoff spot, and Schmitz maybe second. So they've had to adjust their batting order a little bit. Pitch is low and away, and the count, 2 balls and a strike now to Matt Schmitz.
Grant Little will be getting a little bit more of the bulk of the pitching this year, along with Carter Russell. Last year he didn't throw as much. I don't think he did a little bit of relief.
There's a strike called, and now 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, Ludwig's pitch, and Schmitz laying off that breaking ball from Grant Ludwig, and the count full at 3-2. Remember that 2017 tournament when Grant Ludwig kind of came into his own as a player, too, and here's a shot to third, glove cleanly there by the Lakers third baseman Spooner, and across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout.
I think that's where I gave him the nickname, Little Snow.
He definitely had a good state tournament.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Jackson Peter to the plate. Right-hander. And the pitch to Jackson Peter is high for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, that wind must be blowing 20 miles an hour right now. It is fierce.
Get one up in the air now.
Pitch to Peter, a called strike, and 1 ball, 1 strike to Jackson Peter. Breaking ball from Ludwig, a little bit low in the count, 2-1.
No time between pitches with Grant out there.
Gets the ball and ready to throw. There's a breaking ball. It's a called strike, and 2-2. 2-2 the count. Thanks for being with us on KASM, 1150 AM on 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. At 107.7 FM, good place to get us, and also on our stream. You can't get us on Chasm. You struck out, Jackson Peter is, on a check swing, says the home plate umpire, Burscheid.
Couldn't quite hold up on it there, Jackson Peter. Good curveball by Grant Ludwig.
The two outs and James Kiepler to the plate.
Two full counts already, the first two hitters. I don't think you want to keep that pace up. I think you want to start getting ahead of the hitters here.
James has got some pop in his bat, and he follows this one up over by the first base dugout.
Back.
Wind pushing it back? No. As both Sam Hupfer and the first baseman Carter Wessel lose their hats.
They blew out the center field. Well, that's where Sam came from, right?
Quaid went and got Hupfer's hat. Hupfer went and got Wessel's hat. And James Kiepler at the plate with a count of 0-1. Grant Ludwig's pitch, and Kiepler swings over the top of it. Strike two, 0-2. No score here in the first. It's a first-round game. The kick and the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three, and that'll do it for the Saints in the first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played an inning. El Rosa and Lake Henry scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
El Rosa Lumber Company is under new ownership, but not new to town. Just a crow hop throw away from the El Rosa baseball field, El Rosa Lumber Company continues to work with farmers, building their egg buildings and machine sheds, and homeowners with additions and new homes. El Rosa Lumber has drafting available, offers free estimates, delivery, and carries shingles, siding, windows, hardware products, buyer-built doors, and more. Stop by and say hi to Matt Bauer at El Rosa Lumber Company, your trustworthy store, or call 697-5591. That's 697-5591.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
To the top of the second inning we go. Grant Ludwig will lead it off. Oh. Just about got a fly in my throat. First pitch, a strike from Peyton Van Beck, and 0-1.
Just had a hamburger, Randy. So
yeah.
Don't need any more dessert.
It's a little bit low to Grant, and the count, 1-1. Ludwig drills this one to center field, a solid base hit. Austin Imdick sliding over to cut it off, and he'll get it back into his infield. Yeah, with the little bit of rain that we got with the recent wind here, saw Austin, he was able to slide across that outfield pretty easily. The game's first hit off the bat of Grant Ludwig, and now Matt Leeser, the DH, up at the plate. And the pitch to Matt is high for a ball, 1-0.
Henry went to the championship in the region last year. They went in as a number two seed to state last year, so they were 3-1 in the regions last year.
There's a strike call to Leeser.
They actually beat El Rosa 5-4 in the first round, and they also beat New Munich. They beat Farming, and Farming turned around and beat them in the championship game.
Leeser, a ground ball. Peter has it roll off his arm. He dove for it, and that'll be an error on Jackson Peter. Matt Leeser, boy, that sounded crisp off the bat.
It, though.
Yeah.
Tell you, there's another up-and-coming future player for the Lakers. Swings the bat well.
So the second error of the ball game for the El Rosa Saints, and Lakers have something going here in the second with runners at first and second. Nobody out. Here's Sam Hupfer looking to bunt, and Sam will pull back, takes the pitch high for a ball, 1-0. James Kiepler was charging at first. Holding on over at third was Luke Van Beck. And Hupfer bunts that one foul, and the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1 the count. No score. If you're just joining us, we're in the top of the second inning. It's our third ball game of the day. We'll have another one at about 8 o'clock tonight over in El Rosa. Hupfer takes strike two, called on the inside corner, and now he's down in the count 1-2. 1-2. Ludwig leads from second, Leeser from first, and Hupfer swings away. He bloops it to second. They're going to double off Grant Ludwig.
Wow.
Peter catches it in the air, and Grant Ludwig got caught way too far off.
Wow. Got to see where the ball is on that one, don't you, Randy? Can't wander off too far.
So an easy double play for Jackson Peter, and now with two outs, Matt Leeser still at first. Here comes Cooper Bass to the plate. And Cooper takes the ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. I think Cooper might be wearing his uncle's old number. Did Herbie Widener wear 44?
Yeah. I believe he did.
Yeah. And the strike is called, and now 2-1 to Cooper Bass. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch, strike two, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peyton Van Beck's pitch, a swing and a miss. Passes out on strikes, and that'll end the Lakers' second. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left on. We played an inning and a half. It's Lake Henry, nothing. El Rosa, nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhnite. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
To the bottom of the second inning, Ethan Boat will lead it up. The DH for the El Rosa Saints, and Grant Ludwig spears a one-hopper that Ethan hit up the middle. He'll pick it up and throw to first and a 1-3 put out of Ethan.
Oh, good defensive play there by Grant Ludwig.
I bring Luke Van Beck, the third baseman, up at the plate, and Luke takes the ball in the dirt, 1-0.
Looks like a fairly young man here, too, Luke Van Beck. I don't know much about him.
Yeah, three Van Beck boys in the lineup. There's Luke and Will, and then the pitcher, Peyton Van Beck.
Brothers? Are they all brothers?
I'm thinking.
Not sure.
I'm thinking. I got to ask that question. Pitch two, Van Beck is striking now. Two balls and one strike. It's a little bit low, says the home plate umpire. Now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. There's a strike called, and the count full at 3-2. And the pitch low and inside, ball four, and Luke Van Beck will walk.
Well, Rosa, they, in the regions last year, they lost to Lake Henry in the first round, and they lost to Richmond 6-5 in the second round. So they were 2-10 last year in the regions. Good games, both games by one run.
So the plate, Derek Wiener, and the Wiener takes a strike call, 0-1. All won the count. Carter Wessel will hold Van Beck at first. Grant Ludwig kicks and delivers, and nice stop by Shane Campson behind the plate as that ends up in the dirt. And the count, a ball and a strike.
Shane's been doing that a long time, hasn't he, behind the plate? Does a good job.
The 1-1 pitch. There's strike two called and 1-2. I know Nick Dingman has caught a few games here this year, giving Shane a little bit of a break. One and two, Van Beck is lead at first here in the bottom of the second. Grant Ludwig's pitch. Wiener drills it into left field. That's a solid base hit. And the Saints have something going here in the second with runners at first and second. Just one out. And Brandon Rauke, the catcher, comes to the plate. Wiener picking up the Saints' first hit today. A.J. Hadley over in that third base coach box. He's going through some signs with Rauke. And Grant Ludwig from the stretch delivers that breaking ball, and it's a beauty. Strike one. Oh, one the count. Another breaking ball that's a little bit high, and the count 1-1. Van Beck at second, a Wiener at first. And this one's popped up shallow. Center field coming in hard. Oh, and now going behind him to make the catch is Levi Bass. He almost overran that.
Oh, it looked like it took a bad hop in the air, doesn't it?
Yes. So two outs.
Almost overran it, I think, on that one.
You know, that started out like if under normal playing conditions, your shortstop maybe would have been back on the grass to catch
that.
Here's Austin Imdick. And the pitch to Austin is a breaking ball strike, 0-1. Boy, Ludwig's going to this breaking ball a little bit more, having some success. Grant Ludwig looks back to second and comes home, and here's Austin's swing and a foul at the plate, and the count at 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Ludwig ready. Runners take their leads. 0-2 the count to Austin Imdick. In the right-hander's breaking ball, Imdick bounces it back to Ludwig on the mound. He'll step and throw to first. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Saints in the second. No runs, a hit. No errors. Two left on. We play two here in Greenwald. It's Al Rosa nothing and Lake Henry nothing. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Has your household increased its internet usage due to adding new devices and working from home? Then we suggest maximizing your wireless internet connection by adding our managed Wi-Fi service. It will boost your Wi-Fi network to make sure you are getting optimal Wi-Fi performance to each device simultaneously. For more info, call us today at 320-845-2101 or visit us on the web at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, top of the third inning. Hey, we've got folks listening to us out in South Dakota today. Ron and Bernice Holmscheid, they're fishing in South Dakota. So we say hi to them.
Hey, Ron. Hi.
From Greenwald, where we're scoreless in the top of the third. And leadoff hitter Levi Bast takes a strike from Peyton Van Beck and 0-1. Here's a chop foul by Levi and the count 0-2. Van Beck does such a good job getting ahead of hitters.
I suppose we'll be at a fish fry sometime this week then, won't we, Randy?
Well, I would think so. Yeah. I would think so. I'm sure the invite's in the mail. It's a little bit low on the count, 1-2. It'll be Bass, Carter Wessel, and Shane Campson here in the third. One hit apiece. No score. The pitch high to Bass and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peyton Van Beck's pitch and a swing and a miss. Bass is out on strikes.
Good fastball by Van Beck.
Peyton Van Beck picking up his third strikeout of the day. And here comes Carter Wessel to the plate. Carter struck out in his first at-bat. And the pitch, a call strike to Carter Wessel in 0-1.
I was kind of wondering the first inning when he got in a little trouble there if he wasn't trying to overthrow a little bit to start out the game with and get a presence of his fastball, and I think he was probably overthrowing it a little bit. Now it looks like he's getting his rhythm back here a little bit and settling in.
Pitch bobbled out of play, and Carter Wessel is in a hole at 0-2. And a swing and a miss. He's out on strike.
That was a good fastball that he took, blew right past Carter Wessel.
And if you look at Peyton Van Beck, Don, what would you say? He's 5'9", 5'10", maybe?
At the most.
Yeah.
140-150 pounds.
You bet. And, boy, he can pack a good punch as Shane Campson bloops this one over by third in foul ground, making the catch. It's Luke Van Beck, and that'll end the Lakers' third. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played 2.5. No score. Lake Henry and El Rosa. We're back in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers. If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We're back in Greenwald, bottom of the third inning coming up. I guess some disappointing news, Donnie. Bernice and Ron said the fish fries tonight. Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to miss it because we're going to El Rosa. We'll have to have a burger and pretend it's fish.
Put a little tartar sauce on it.
All right. Will Van Beck leads off the third for the Saints, and the first pitch from Grant Ludwig is a strike called, 0-1. It'll be Will Van Beck, Matt Schmitz, Jackson Peter facing Grant Ludwig in the third inning. Ludwig ready. And here's a shot into left field, a base hit for the number 9 hitter. Second hit of the afternoon for the El Rosa Saints. Right fielder, Will Van Beck.
God, these guys look like they're just barely in high school, don't they?
Yeah.
He maybe is. I really don't know.
Matt Schmitz into the batter's box. And the pitch to Matt Schmitz from Ludwig. A strike right at the knees, 0-1. Wessel holding Van Beck over at first. Ludwig comes to the set and delivers. Pitch a little bit low in the count. 1-1. Grant Ludwig ready and going on the play was Van Beck. They had the hit and run on and the foul to the backstop by Matt Schmitz in the count 1-2. A little hit-and-run action.
Well, you don't see a lot of that, do you?
No.
It's always a nice play when it works, doesn't it?
When it's executed, yes.
It does.
1-2. Ludwig's pitch. Schmitz a ground ball to second. A flip to second for one. The relay not in time. And safe at first. Sam Hupfert waited for that big hop, and that took a lot of time. Had he charged it, maybe he would have got a little bit more.
Might have, yeah. But you never know if you're going to get that second hop.
Oh, exactly.
That one in between.
Exactly. They got the lead runner. 4-6 on the putout. Schmitz now the base runner. And at the plate, Jackson Peter.
You hear his name quite a bit, Jackson Peter. He's been having a pretty good year, the way it sounds. As far as hitting.
Yep, another one of the up-and-coming stars in this league. Jackson, a ground ball up the middle. Quade will step on second. His throw to first in time as Wessel hangs on to the bag. 6 unassisted, 6-3 double play. That'll do it for the Saints in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on. We play 3 in Greenwald. We're scoreless. Spring Hill and Lake Henry, or actually make it El Rosa and Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
In farming. farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to ensuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C baseball tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Lake Henry Lakers will send Matt Quaid to the plate, facing left-hander Peyton Van Beck. Peyton Van Beck, through the first three innings, has struck out four. And Quaid will take a strike called, an 0-1.
Good fastball. Van Beck.
Quaid drives it to center field. Austin Imdick will not get this one. That's a one hop off that high fence right out by the 371 side. And Quaid rolling into second with a stand-up double. That was to the deepest part of the park.
That was.
So Quaid leads it off with a double, and I guess both teams right now are looking at who can score that first run, and kind of think so. Hold the advantage at least for a while. Here's Nick Dingman. Nick at the plate. First at bat, a fly ball to right field. We'll see if he's bunting. Nope, he's swinging away right now, and the pitch is a strike call, 0-1.
I think so here. Nick's pretty much, he likes to go to right field with the ball, so he can maybe hit behind him.
Peyton Van Beck looks back to second, and Dingman is swing, a miss, and strike two. 0-2, the count. Van Beck winds up, and Dingman fouls it to the backstop. And 0-2 yet. Matt Quaid out at second. He'll take his lead. Here's the 0-2 to Dingman. It's a shot up the middle. That's a base hit. Imdick charging hard. Ludwig's going to send Quaid. Here's Imdick's throw. It's up the line. Going to second is Dingman. And the Lakers grab a 1-0 lead on an RBI single by Nick Dingman.
That found a hole, didn't it?
You know, Austin picked that ball up, and I think it was a little bit wet. I really do, because it did kind of sail out of his hand, and Brandon Roelke had to field that ball up the line. And here at the plate, it's Grant Ludwig, and the first pitch to Grant is a strike called, 0-1.
Yeah, Nick Dingman took second on the throw.
Ludwig will lay off the pitch. It's a little bit low in the zone, and one ball, one strike now. Lake Henry has grabbed an early lead, 1-0. And Ludwig squibs this one down the first baseline. Foul. And the count 1-2 to Grant.
That would definitely move Dingman over to third, wouldn't it? Put it on that side of the infield.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Ludwig inside. And the count 2-2. To the count. Pitch from Peyton Van Beck, a little bit high in the zone, and the count full at 3-2. Three, two, the count. Peyton Van Beck ready. Look back to second quickly, and the pitch to Ludwig inside, ball four. So the first three men have reached here in the fourth inning for Lake Henry. And here comes Matt Lees with the DH to the plate. Matt reached on an error back in the second inning.
Looks like the corners are going to play in a little bit here.
Runners at first and second, and Leeser will take a strike on the inside corner, 0-1.
Kiefer maybe expecting a bunt here.
Stingman at second, Ludwig at first. And a line drive single by Leeser up the middle. Scoring is Dingman. It's 2-0 Lake Henry, and Matt Leeser with the RBI single.
Brings a nice bat, doesn't he?
And again, that solid contact.
Yes.
Right off the
absolutely.
Bat. Absolutely. We're going to get A.J. Hadley. He's going to pop out of the dugout and go have a word with his left-hander. And while he does, let's talk a little bit about our Region 15C sponsors. Lake Henry Implements, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance, West Central Sanitation, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value, and Melrose. Cutzer Excavating, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated, and St. Joseph, Gilliland Chevrolet, of St. Cloud, Sportsman's Den and Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating in Belgrade, Pep's Pork, and El Rosa Green and Pete. Sam Hupfer takes the first pitch, and Hupfer's ball goes foul, and as you probably could hear, it hit the roof right above us.
And our hearts went.
It'll be interesting to see where that dent is, because that was probably very close to on top of us. 0-1 the count to Hupfer. Kind of fun, though, watching James Kiefler's eyes as he was coming close. And Adam Miller's going to race over to the dugout now. They may have Adam pinch hit in this situation with runners on base. And the pitch to Hupfer, a strike called on the inside corner in 0-2. Other sponsors here in Region 15C, the Greenwald Pub. Good food tonight over at the pub and El Rosa Lumber Company. And Beck's 0-2 pitch and Hupfer, a line drive right over our heads.
I was ducking a little bit on.
Count at 0-2. I'm very confident where I'm sitting because I can just go like this and I'll be okay. It's those others in the window that really have nowhere to go, like Don and Mary. Up for another foul ball, back and out of play. Yeah.
You feel somebody diving as you're leaning. It's just me getting out of the way.
0-2 the count. Runners are leads from first and second, and Hupfer takes up high for a ball. And 1-2. Looks like Adam Miller is on the on-deck circle. He's going to bat for Cooper Bast. Ball and two strikes. Van Beck's pitch, and Hupfer can't hold up on that swing. He's out on strikes. So one out.
Yeah, a couple foul balls here.
Grant Ludwig still at second. Matt Leeser at first. And Adam Miller pinch hitting for Cooper Bast. Adam Miller takes the first pitch high and tight, ball one. Lake Henry, a two-run fourth inning. And a swing and a miss by Miller, strike one. One ball, one strike to count. Here's the pitch, and a chopper in the infield. It'll be a tough play for Van Beck. He'll go to first to get Miller, but the runners move up to second and third. And almost like a sack bunt, setting it up for your leadoff man, Levi Bast. Two outs. And Levi Bast, the seventh man to bat here in the fourth for Lake Henry. Van Beck's pitch, and that's going to hit Bast in the foot. And he'll go to first. Bring Carter Wessel to the plate. Now, Carter has struggled with Peyton Van Beck today. Two strikeouts so far.
He has. He's a little bit out of his game here right now, isn't he?
Lefty versus lefty. Van Beck ready on the mound. He comes home to Carter Wessel and a strike called 0-1. The ball to one strike. And Carter fouls it back and out of play, and the count now 0-2.
That puts him in a tough situation here with Peyton Van Beck with two strikes. You can work with him a little bit,
yep.
But you got to be careful. You got a runner at third base here, too.
0-2 the count. 2-0 Lake Henry over El Rosa in the fourth. Van Beck delivers, and Wessel chops this one on the ground to second. Jackson Peter fields, throws to first in time, and they'll get the out. 4-3 on the play, just about a collision with Peter and the base runner Bast. Two runs in the inning for Lake Henry on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. After three and a half, it's Lake Henry 2, El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0. Lake Henry has grabbed the lead over El Rosa. And Grant Lidwig will face the 3-4-5 hitters, James Kiepler, Ethan Boat, and Luke Van Beck. Sun trying to make its way out here in Greenwald. Those strong winds have switched now. And actually, if you look at the flag over there, it's blowing out of the northwest. North-northwest.
Yes, it is.
So,
and our breeze through here is gone, too.
Kiepler at the plate. The count, 1-1. One and one. Kiepler drills it to short. Quade gloves it down by his ankles for the first out. Boy, he hit that hard.
Hit that one right on the button.
Matthew Quade make a nice play at short. One out, and here's Ethan Boat. Ethan chopped it back to Grant Lidwig on the mound in his first at bat. And a check swing by Ethan Boat. Lidwig will pick it up, throw to first, and another 1-3 putout. That ball, he made contact with so late in the swing.
It was. It was almost by him, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was like a check swing.
Yeah, it was a check swing. So a couple 1-3 putouts for Ethan today. Two outs for Lidwig and his Lakers. And here's Luke Van Beck. Luke walked in his first at bat today. Coming up over in El Rosa tonight at 8 o'clock, it'll be Kimball and St. Martin. Here's Van Beck driving that down the left field line.
The golf carts are really moving, hauling people back and forth to their vehicles.
They are.
Everything's pretty much parked out and way behind the left field.
0-2, and Van Beck hits one right down the third base line. It goes right over the bag. Hits the bag. He's trying to stretch it in for two. And a slide, and he's safe. The base umpire, Jim Keeley, he missed him. Yep, he swept at him. Sam Huffer with a sweep tag. And Van Beck just slid around him. Keith Leeser quickly out there to argue his case. I don't think he's going to win that one, as that was, you could see the base runner had just slid around him. So we're going to call that a double for Luke Van Beck, as he was able to stretch that squibber over the over third base for a double.
That's what you call a hustle double, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Never quit going. And here comes Derek Wiener to the plate. Derek, one for one today. Grant Ludwig ready on the mound. He comes home. There's a strike called and 0-1. The ball's one strike to count. Van Beck is the lead. Wiener takes inside and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Ludwig from the stretch. Wiener takes low again and 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Swallowing flies, Randy?
Yeah.
They're around.
Another pitch. Those last three pitches almost identical.
Yes, they were.
Same location, missing down in the zone, and 3-1 the count.
Let's know something about Derek Wiener here that we don't know.
Swing and a miss by Wiener, strike two. Swung right over that pitch.
Changeup, wasn't it?
It was. 3-2 the count. Ludwig pitches, and a swing and a miss. Wiener's out on strikes, and that'll end the Saints' fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played four. It's Lake Henry 2, El Rose a nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KFM.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, shortly after 5 o'clock, we've got four innings in here in our third ball game today. 2-0 lead for Lake Henry. And Shane Campson will lead off the fifth inning for Lake Henry. Scores earlier today. In the first ball game today, it was St. Martin 2, Richmond 1. And in the second ball game today, Kimball 3 and Spring Hill 1. Shane Campson turned away from that pitch and he thought it hit him in the back, but the home plate umpire says, no, get back here. And there's a strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Campson will follow that one away. And the count, one ball, two strikes to Shane Campson. Shane has third at bat today. There's a ball. And the count, 2-2. He is 0-1. He walked back in the first inning. He was the only man not to bat last inning. Pitches low for a ball and now 3-2. Peyton Van Beck with 5 strikeouts today. Campson rips this one, and it's caught. Caught by Jackson Peter at second.
I thought that had base hit written all over it.
Jackson Peter stretching out, makes the catch. That ball headed up the middle, and Peter reaching out to grab it out of midair. One out, and here comes Matt Quaid to the plate. Matt, with a double in his last at bat, breaks his bat at home plate. The handle of the bat in his hand yet. The bigger portion ends up out by shortstop by Matt Schmitz.
That always looks dangerous, doesn't it?
Yeah. And now Keith Leeser offering Matt Quaid a different bat. 0-1 the count.
Probably got a little steel in it.
I kind of think back to the day. You remember when Sammy Sosa era, when he had little balls pop out of that bat yet? What were they thinking back then, huh? Jeepers Christ.
The little corks, you mean?
Well, it was like little bouncy balls or something like that, yeah.
Kind of a weighted deal, yeah.
Yeah. There's strike two called to Matt Quaid. The count, 1-2.
Got to help your swing come through the zone, doesn't it? When you got him up here and you swing down, it's got to come to the other end. And
Quaid drills it into left field. That's a solid base hit. He'll take a big turn at first. He's 2-for-3 today. So the Lakers now with 5 hits off of Peyton Van Beck in the fifth inning. Nick Dingman will bat. Nick 1-for-2 with an RBI. And the breaking ball a little bit outside and the count 1-0. 1-1, no strikes. Quaid being held by James Kiepler at first. Oh, and that hits Nick Dingman in the back. Again, we could hear that up here.
Ouch.
Right in the back. I think by your ribs or in your kidney
area
there. It's like, that did not feel good. Maybe it got him a little higher up in the back, but that draws a visit from A.J. Hadley on the mound, and that's going to be it for Peyton Van Beck. He's going to take him out of the lineup. I think we're going to see Jackson Peter coming in with a pitching change. The Lakers leading 2-0 here in the fifth. We will take a 1-minute timeout on KASM.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding, panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening, Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032, and best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.